Tape script 12.9. What the papers say. An interview with Jamie Seabrook. Part 1.
And now for my final guest. He's a singer and songwriter who's been in the music business for 20 years. He still performs sell-out concerts in front of 50,000 people. But his life hasn't all been easy. He's had problems with his family, and he's been in trouble with the law. And he's just completed a month's rehab in a clinic in Texas. He's never out of the headlines. Please welcome Jamie Seabrook.
Hello. Good evening.
Now, Jamie, you are in the newspapers and magazines every day. You are photographed wherever you go. Tell me, what do you think of the press?
Well, it's kind of nice to have people want to know all about me. Sometimes it gets to be too much, but most of the time, I don't mind the press attention. I'm sure there are some reporters who really try to tell the truth, but I'm afraid that most of them make up stories to sell their newspapers.
Are you saying that the stories aren't true at all?
That's right. They're completely invented.
Can you give us an example?
Sure I can. I can give you hundreds.
Part 2.
2 years ago, reporters said my career was finished and that I'd never sing again. Some friends, who are now ex-friends, said that my marriage was breaking up and that my brother and I had fallen out and had an argument about money and weren't speaking to each other. Not one word of that was true.
And in fact, your career is on a high.
I've just recorded a new album and my marriage is fine. Sally and I have just celebrated our 15th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
And my brother and I get on just fine.
But things haven't all been easy for you. You spent a month in rehab because it was said that you had a drug and alcohol problem.
All that's just lies. I've never had a drug or alcohol problem. People in clubs said they'd see me taking drugs, but it's simply not true. I take prescription drugs for migraines, that's all. I don't do illegal drugs. And I only drink alcohol on special occasions, like my birthday.
But you were arrested for drink driving just a few months ago.
Not so. Police officers thought I'd been drinking, but I was driving home from the recording studios. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'd been working all day, and I was exhausted. I fell asleep at the wheel. I checked into a clinic for a month because I was suffering from exhaustion.
Now, you had another legal problem recently. Your personal assistant, Barbara James, said you hadn't paid her for 6 months, and you made her work 7 days a week without a break. Is that true?
It broke my heart when Barbara, my PA, said those things about me. I treated her like my own family. When I met her, she was nothing, and I gave her everything. None of what she says is true.
Part 3.
I read that you have become a Buddhist, that you have stopped eating meat, that you spend 4 hours a day meditating, and that you were going to give half your future income to charity. Is this true?
Yes, it is. I've decided that life is too short, and I'm getting old. I don't care what people think. I made up my mind to do something useful with my life.
Now, when this story broke a few days ago, the news presenter on NBC's Morning News refused to read the story, saying that there were much more serious stories that deserved attention and that you were just a celebrity. What do you say to that?
I can't control what the press says about me. I have to be true to myself. I live my life as honestly as I can. I try to be nice to everyone around me. If you're in the public eye, then you have to be prepared to have some pretty terrible things said about you. I know what's true about me and what's a lie, but I can't change what is said about me in the newspapers and on the television.
Well, sadly, our time has run out, and we've come to the end of the show. A big thank you to my guest, Jamie Seabrook, and good luck with the new album.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.